Sports Desk. Your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
There we go. Headlines on a gorgeous Wednesday night. Softy and Dick without Dick. Brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
We'll do it live!
College basketball. John Rothstein reporting Tommy Lloyd, assistant coach at Gonzaga, is about to be named the new head coach at Arizona. Eric Musselman has a new contract to stay at Arkansas, paying him $4 million a year. Jadeveon Clowney. By the way, name a Jadeveon besides Jadeveon Clowney. Can't do it. As a new home, Brown signing the former Seahawk to a one-year, $10 million contract. Alden Smith, apparently, according to reports, he and Rappaport, Mike Garofalo in town visiting the Seahawks today. And tonight's Mariner-Oriole game. I know you're all fired up for Mariner baseball.
Yay!
Rained out again. Second time in 4 days. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 9:35 for the second time this week. In Baltimore. All right, joining us right now on the radio show, a guy who I actually figured it out because 2018, I believe he only had the two tackles as a freshman. He played in three games, so he'd get to keep his red shirt. 2019, plays in 13, starts the final three. And then 2020 was technically kind of a free year when it came to eligibility, so Eddie Olafosio, if he wants, I think has three more years left on campus. I wonder if he's going to take them all. Joins us right now on the radio show. Eddie, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Have you thought about that at all? Because, I mean, look, I assume you're on track to graduate very soon from UW, but you could stick around for a while and be like the Van Wilder of linebackers and be the OG and break every damn record in a book. Have you thought at all about what this free COVID year from last year and your redshirt year could mean for how long you'll be on campus?
Yeah, I have. But it's more just like a weird type of feeling because, like, honestly, like, I'm thinking, like, all right, I'm getting ready for my senior year, but it's really just going to be, like, my sophomore football season. Yeah. And I just find that, like, so bizarre, like, how that works. But, I mean, honestly, I'm grateful for it to be able to have the opportunity to play here for 3 full years. So, I mean, I'm not complaining at all.
No, for sure. And Husky fans aren't complaining. You've been a bright spot, absolutely. But you actually were on the Pac-12 Academic Honor Roll 2 years ago. Are you on track to graduate in 4 years? And what are you studying now?
I'm definitely on track to graduate, I think, in the winter or spring of next year.
Great.
I'm majoring in public health, but just getting out my pre-med recs like as soon as possible. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, public health. I mean, that would come in handy given everything you're dealing with right now. And that's actually a great transition because we've been talking about this all day. The Seahawks players don't want to go to voluntary workouts because they're concerned about the pandemic. And naturally, people will come back and say, well, if the Seahawks aren't going, then why are the amateurs playing? Why are the Huskies playing? You're majoring in public health, so you have a grip and a grasp on what this coronavirus really is all about. Do you feel safe, and do you think it's safe for you guys to be practicing right now? And I assume you do, and if so, why?
I think it's safe, just mostly considering that the numbers in King County, which is where we usually like practice, aren't as harsh as like other areas. I'm assuming that Seattle plays like in the outskirts. I don't remember exactly where they practice, but they're definitely like a different area than us. But I think, especially because we don't go to class, we just go to like the stadium and back. So yep, there's not that many chances to get COVID, if that makes sense. So I think that we definitely have like a better opportunity because like obviously like they're professionals, so they have to do other stuff such as just go to the stadium and back. They might have to go to like appointments and stuff, and they're more like obviously if Russell Wilson walks on the street, whether it's during the pandemic or not, a bunch of people are just going to walk up to him and try to have a conversation. So it's definitely easier for us to get it done than they are. So
you're saying when Eddie Olafosio walks down the Ave near UW that he's not getting mobbed by people that recognize him right away and want to give him a hug and have his autograph and take a picture, all that stuff yet?
No, I'm not that famous. And I don't I don't walk on that half of anyway. So.
Eddie Olafocio from UTUB is with us on the radio show. So talk about last year, man. I mean, you had the great game against Stanford, 18 total tackles in that game, and it really just kind of felt to me that you and the team, but you in particular, were really starting to find a groove before things got shut down. Did you feel like that? And if so, how frustrating was it, honestly, for you to have things end the way they did?
You know, I just felt that team, and, well, basically this team because no one left, but I feel like that team at that time was really special. Like, the chemistry that we had at the time was, I felt like it was different from previous years, that we could handle adversity a lot better. So when basically it became out of our control and the season basically ended for us, it was just like a sickening moment because we knew what we could have been, and I felt like we never got the chance to really show what we were about. But, I mean, we got another chance this year, so yeah. we're kind of locked in on.
Okay, so it made me, I'll be honest with you, and my listeners know me already, that I'm a nutso crazy lunatic fan for this Husky football team, and I can't stand the Oregon Ducks. It made me sick to see them go right to the Pac-12 championship game, win that game, and play in the Fiesta Bowl. How about you?
Oh, I didn't even watch that. I mean, I watched the Pac-12 championship, but I didn't even watch the Fiesta Bowl because it just hurt too much, you know, honestly. But it's just like a full motivation, you know, they could have their little Pac-12 championship, but, you know, we'll get the chance to play them and see what we can really do. So it's all just fuel to the fire.
I love it. Well, Eddie Olafocio, UW linebacker, is with us, and you were on pace before things got shut down for 141 tackles a year ago, which would have been obviously an amazing season. Not bad for a former walk-on. Tell me about just kind of the journey that you've been on starting in, what, you know, 2019, and the fact that you're here today, you're on scholarship, you're the star linebacker on the football team, you're one of the best defensive players in the country. Has any of this even maybe surprised you a little bit?
kind of. I would say that, like, always looking back, it just seems like, wow, like, all this really happened. But I really walked in here with, like, a couple, like, only a few goals. And it was just not even to get a scholarship. It was just like to be able to play here and to be able to play at the highest level. Mm-hmm. So every single day I was just trying to like accomplish that goal. And then when things started to like connect, it was kind of just like, oh my goodness, this is really happening type of moment. And it was just, it's more like a sense of gratification, just looking back at all the things that were able to happen in the past couple of years.
How good is this defense going to be? How good can they be in 2021? Talk about that group, Eddie, as a whole.
I think our defense is going to be really humbly a really, really good defense. I think that especially the amount of guys that are coming back, the amount of speed that we have in the perimeter, and the understanding and the more intelligence that we've gained just in these past 4 months since we've been back in Seattle, mm-hmm. I think we're going to be a very, very dangerous team, especially if we just keep honing into our skills and keep learning about us or being able to communicate. We can be dangerous, but, you know, definitely a lot of work still needs to be done in order for us to be that team.
I want you to, Eddie, I want you to put your reporter hat on for a second and give us a name of a guy where you, every day at practice, just look at this kid and say, man, this guy is legit. Nobody's talking about him yet, but sooner or later, somebody is going to be mentioning this guy's name every single Saturday on television. Who has caught your eye so far in spring ball?
Ugh, I mean, there's a lot. I think on defense, it's definitely Dom Hampton, you know, just – I'll just watch the tape and you'll just see him like run, and he is just like so fast. It's just kind of just like mesmerizing just to watch him on film sometimes. And it's just like, wow, I can't believe he's like it's not human the way he moves sometimes, and he's so big and strong, so it's crazy. I think on offense, I think we have a lot of, well, obviously our own line is just like a monstrosity, you know, just like this giant gargantuan like built monsters. So I think they're great. I think our our young wide receivers, Roman, Jalen, are going to be really special, and especially JP. I think Book's good. Yeah, there's like a lot to hand out, but I can't, like, we have a lot of talented guys coming, so.
Yeah, you basically named the entire football team right there, which I love. I mean, these are all going to be phenomenal players in the defense. I mean, there's a standard, right? I mean, you tell me that, you know, we look at the secondary and we go back to 2016 with Buddha and Sidney and Taylor Rapp and Kevin King and even your position with guys like Azeem Victor and Keyshawn Bieri and Ben Burkervin, the defensive line, and that group with Greg and Vita. But there's a standard, I guess, that fans expect the defense to play up to, and it sounds like you guys expect the same standard.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's just like a sense of pride into what we're from, you know. And even to go back even further, 1991, they had a nasty defense, and to be able to win as many games as they did, they had to play defense. As much as how great Mario Bailey was and their offense was, they were like a really nasty defense. And I think once we realize that's our history, that's where that's kind of like that's who we're trying to represent, I think will be a really dangerous team, you know.
I love it. I love you name-dropping guys from that 91 team. That's my favorite sports team of all time, so I love the fact that you guys are aware of what they're all about. But I got to ask you before you go, because you mentioned the pace you were on a year ago with 141 tackles, and I looked this up before the show began. You ever heard of a guy named Michael Jackson, not the singer?
Yep.
Okay, Michael Jackson, as you know, played linebacker for the Dogs way back in the day, like a million years ago. Played in the NFL, was one of the best linebackers the UW has ever seen. 29 tackles in one game in the Apple Cup in 1977. Also set the record for tackles for a linebacker in that same year with 219. Which one of those two are you going to break this year?
I say humbly, I don't play for stats. I just play to win. But Michael Jackson did say that he wanted one of those records to be broken, and I mean, sheesh. We'll see.
How about you get them both? How's that sound? Because you got it in you, man. You're a machine. Hey, keep it going, dude. Congratulations on everything you've done so far. I know there's more in the tank. Stay safe. Best of luck, and we'll talk soon, man. Appreciate this, Eddie.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it, man. Eddie Ulofosio from UW with some thoughts on the Husky defense. How about him calling out Dom Hampton there? I love it. Playing safety now for UW. We're going to break. We'll stay with UW because there's going to be fans in the stands for the scrimmage on Saturday, fans in the stands for the spring game. Are they planning on 70,000 for the Montana game? Jason Buderoff will join us on the radio show. He is the chief operating officer over at UW. We'll talk to him next on 950 KJ.